Planet Rock Breakfast, there's Uriah Heep and the newer version of Easy Living, the re-recorded version from 2009, headlining our Rockstock, which is coming up between the 6th and the 8th of December in Great Yarmouth, together with Hawkwind, Fish, Snake Charmer, The Jokers and Slam Cartel, already announced, more to be announced next week. And I'm very pleased to say, joining us in the studio to celebrate the fact, our old mates Mick Box and Bernie Shaw from Heap. Good to see you guys.
How are you doing, mate?
Now, it's not long since we saw you, because last time we chatted, Mick, was on stage. You were literally walking off the stage at Download a few weeks back. An amazing performance, and it was certainly well worth the wait, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was tremendous, yeah. I mean, the crowd were just absolutely fantastic, mate, you know, and it's a spiritual home of rock and roll, that, you know, the Download, and it was a pleasure to be there, you know, and we had a really good time, you know, and we had, of course, the presence of Trevor with us, and stopping the rain happening and bringing on the sunshine.
He
was doing his bit from heaven, so yeah, it was brilliant, mate. It was a fantastic day. Very emotional day. But, you know, still a great rock day.
And all Trevor's family there to share it with you too.
Yeah, they were on the side of the stage, you know, which made it even extra special, you know, on the emotional side. You know, of course, we saw the flags out in the audience, you know, with Trevor and stuff. It was just an amazing moment, yeah.
Big time as well for you, Bernie, because you've taken time out for an operation too. So you're only just kind of getting back into the fold as well.
Exactly. Yeah, I had a bit of problems myself. Won't go into it on air. But needless to say, something that said 4 to 6 months recuperation, I did in just under 2. So I'm back on track. I'm about 98% back on the stamina track. And it's just good to be back on stage with the boys, you know. It's where I belong.
And as you said on the day, that is part of your recuperation, because that's what you do. You're
exactly.
A front man in a rock and roll band. And without that, what have you got?
Yeah, exactly. So it was a really good date. And, you know, because that was the date that Trevor wanted to be back on stage with us. So we were all one happy family, kind of, you know.
As far as the band are concerned, I mean, you are probably, if not the most hardworking rock and roll band in this country, because you're never in this country, you're always somewhere else. I mean, all four corners of the planet, you're there and you're playing live.
Yeah, and I think that's reflected in, I've just started collecting fridge magnets from all the places we've been. Yeah. I mean, some of our crew do it, so I thought, I'll have a go at this. And the fridge is full up already. It's only like 6 months into the year, you know, or 7 months into the year. So it shows all the places we've been already. It's amazing, you know. And it's kind of a pointer of, you know, how much we do get out there. And we're working bands, are happy bands, so we're very happy to be doing that and being out on the road.
I think with Heap as well, it is a family vibe on stage and off stage. And that is what makes it work as a band, isn't it?
I think that's the magic and the chemistry of Heap, is to have that family unit. A lot of bands out there, they work on kind of a friction. And, you know, it works for them. But with us, it's camaraderie and the chemistry of a personality. And if you can get that, you know, right together, well, that's why we're together, what, 44 years?
Yeah.
27 years for me and counting. So, you know, and Mick's my best mate. And I can honestly say that. So it's cool.
This has always been our family away from our family, if you know what I mean.
Well, we spend more time with each other than we do with the wife and kids, that's for sure. Yeah.
You mentioned, of course, playing all over the world. And many years ago, we met after you came back from Moscow, when Behind the Iron Curtain, inverted commas, was a completely different ballgame. I mean, it's not like it is now. It was very strict. There was Uriah Heep albums on the black market costing, you know, months and months worth of wages.
Yeah.
And you played so many consecutive shows there to so many thousands of people and actually recorded it as well for posterity. Again, that must have been an amazing experience for you.
It was a bit daunting to say.
Just unbelievable. Because what you're taught at school about, you know, the Russians, you know, when we were growing up, you know, you never thought you'd ever have the chance to go there at all, you know, so it was a write-off place, you know. But then to go there and be the first Western rock band to play there in December 87 was just amazing. We played, what,
185,000
people in the Lipsky Stadium, and it was just stunning, you know. We didn't realise quite how important our music was in that market. And as you said, rightfully said, you know, people bought them on the black market. And people, you know, were chastised for listening to our music. You know, some people we found since have been sent to Siberia.
Oh, yeah.
And some, just for listening to our music, you know, it's just unbelievable.
Exactly, yeah. And then after the show, you know, when we're going off into the tour bus back to the hotel, and there's like 80 people out there with paper and pen, of which the ink is well frozen because it's minus 42, and they're out there for, you know, 2 hours while we're getting dressed, waiting for an autograph. You know, that's a pretty loyal fan.
Yeah, when somebody spends 2 months of their wages just to buy your album, they choose your album above anybody else, you know. It's just an amazing feeling, you know. And when they've got a pack of a dozen of them, it's just absolutely amazing, you know. You can't get better than that, you know.
Planet Rock Breakfast, joined by Mick Box and Billy Shaw from Uriah Heep, headlining the Sunday night at Rockstock, Planet Rock's three-day weekender, which is happening 6th to the 8th of December in Great Yarmouth. We'll tell you more about that after we've played this. His Nail on the Head.